כל הלשון, כל התורה בכל מקום.
אשרי צדיק השם בכל דרכות. We're up to the pasuk Tzadik Hashem b'chol d'rochov v'chosid b'chol ma'asov. After we have described the greatness of Hashem, the chesed, the tois, niflois of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in general, the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how He controls the world, He has the ultimate power over the world, and then how He, with his malchus, he doesn't take the power to himself, but he is zonum afarnes. He gives sustenance to every single bria, from the tiniest microscopic creatures to the great whales, blue whales. Now we the next pasuk is describing his hanoga, tzadik v'chosid. Tzaddik is a person who does everything righteously, the way one should behave. Chosid is somebody who does something even more than the tzaddik. The shlimus shus adin mitoch ava, from the desire to benefit, not just what others deserve and what's proper. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol d'rochov was saying that all the drachim of Hashem, all the different types of things Hashem does, we recognize the tzedek. It is the proper behavior. He uses the same term, something called tzidu kadin, or achmol islan, somebody's nifter. So we say words that we also recognize, atzu, tomim, polod, that everything that Hashem does is good. That's the midah of tzedek. Sometimes a person can think it's unfair. Let's say you see a tzaddik that is getting tzaddik yisurim. Certainly looks like it's unfair behavior. But we know that a tzaddik is going through such a thing, if he's getting less in olam haza, it's just so he should get more in olam haza. So that's in the bigger picture. He's getting the better of the two deals. Same thing with the Rosh Hashanah. It looks like a Rosh is doing so well. Why is it so? And it's really just he's using up his reward in this world and he'll have less in the world to come. So everything, when you take all the factors into account, Hashem is tzaddik. Everything is b'yosher, everything is righteous, straightforward, exactly what the person should get according to his matzav. So that's the chol d'rochov, all the different ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu interacts with us as a b'chinah of tzaddik. The chosid, the chol ma'isav. Ma'isav is all the things that he made, all the things that he created. That is chosid. That is kulay chesed. Not mitzad adin. Mitzad adin, he didn't have to create anything. It's just because Reif Tuvay, he wanted to bestow goodness and to the creation. And we look at every creature in the world. The more you look at it, you see how Hashem gave it so much, even more than it needs. So many amazing kelim to go through its life, whether it be from the little ants that have the chokhmah and the habitat and the food that they need, or whether it be to all the other balei chayim, especially to humanity and more than humanity, to Klal Yisrael. He gave us everything we need. The chesed, not because we deserve it. Well, sometimes mistakenly people go through life of saying, thinking I deserve this, I deserve that, and then, and if you don't get you what I think I deserve, then they get all upset. And we're saying the other way around. We recognize, other rabbi, we don't deserve anything. We didn't even deserve to be created. And Hashem created us only for one purpose, to be mativ. Who hativ, who mativ, who yativ, lonu, who malonu, gomleni, gomleni, as we say then, bichas and muslim. So at the end of bichas and muslim, matter with we have kavana. That's what we're saying, those beautiful words. So we recognize that Hashem has always been native and good to us. And we recognize the good he's doing now when we realize that Hashem will continue. And that gives us the ability to have a close relationship to Kodesh Baruch Hu under all circumstances. Whether it looks pleasant where it doesn't look pleasant. Because maybe it definitely doesn't look so good for me, but I know the big picture, and I know that Hashem created me, Bechesed, Chosed, myself, that recognition of the whole world created with Chesed gives me the clarity to see also the Tzaddik, the Chol Drochem. Every path that he chooses to interact with people and to give them and deal with them, it's also the Tzaddik, it's the right thing for them. We should be very good to feel this more. And it changes one's whole day, one whole life. It's one ashrei. And we say it three times a day. Not the chinam that the chazal say makes a person a better yom haba. They're able to feel this kibbutz alakim. Have a wonderful life.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechake lecha bekol halashon. 03-617-1111